So Kyla Callahan out for his second possession.
And we see that the Rams have changed their interior, the defensive front, putting their second teamers now.
Byron Manchester, the lone setback to the right of Kyla Callahan on first down, and gives him the ball. And Manchester tries the middle. They'll get back to the line of scrimmage, and that is all.
He had a fight to get that, too, because he was met early, and unfortunately his helmet came off, so he's going to have to step off the field here for one play.
The subs will come in. Still kind of light out here at Pine Richland. Are waiting for the lights to take full effect. We're sitting in a glass enclosed press box. Second down and 10. Four in a pattern for the Tornado Show. Trips to the far side on second down. Callahan will keep it himself. And up the middle he goes, has a hole, and a flag is thrown.
Of the face mask all day.
As he got to the 30, out over the 31, that could be another 15 yards onto that.
Yeah, it should definitely be. He brought him down by it.
Let's see what the preliminary call is, and it looks like it's going to go against Pine Richland. And it is a personnel foul, 15 yards. That goes all the way out to the 45-yard line.
Yeah, if you throw that face mask, you got to have enough sense to let it go. You just can't tackle a guy that's latched onto it.
Yeah, dangerous play.
Absolutely.
First and 10, Tornado. They trail 14-0, 9:25 to go in the first. Kyler Callahan in the gun on first down at their own 45. We'll hand it off to Byron Manchester. And again, he's hit. And he'll lose the yard this time to the 44, Craig. They saw film, and they know Seven's going to get the ball when he's in there.
Oh, yeah. But you got to stay with your blocks there. You got to get those guys. You know, you just got to shield them. You don't have to blow them completely off the ball. Just shield them. You know, if you hit a guy, bump into him and let him go. I mean, if it's a screen, that's what you're supposed to do. But if it's a running play, you got to stick on them.
Are you a little surprised they're running them up the middle?
I am. But
got to try it.
Yeah, you got to give it a whirl.
Second down and 11. Callahan. Looks to throw. Screen pass near flat. It is caught by Chris Mertz. Mertz out of the 45 to the 49-yard line. It'll put him down at the 48. So a gain of four makes it a bit more manageable of a third down. Third down and 7.
And that's a smart play because you're getting them out, you know, sort of spreading the field a little bit there. You're taking that defense that's just been funneling in. Now all of a sudden you got to spread them out. So now they're going to be aware of that. They may not be as apt to try to close down on the inside.
Third down and 7. Again, trips to the far side with a receiver to the near side, Noah Sespica. Callahan looks to run, and he'll be thrown to the turf. The ball comes free. They'll say he's down at the 48-yard line, Craig, and I think they got a break there.
I do, too, because he didn't. He's got to hold on to that ball. You know, it's one thing if they're running the ball, which is good, but you got to hold on to it. And it wasn't that violent of a hit. He just didn't have a hand on it.
Spun down to the turf, and that'll make it fourth down. And Luke Meckler will go back to receive the kick of Emery Douthat. He stands at the 34-yard line. Low snap. And one hops to Douthat, and the ball is loose. Pine Richland will pick it up and run with it. That's Ben McGregor. And McGregor is going to go into the end zone for a Pine Richland touchdown. I see no flag.
Oh. Yeah, definitely a poor snap. Very poor snap there. Just took a short bounce, and unfortunately, if it would have bounced 2 yards ahead, it would have bounced right into our hands. But it just died about a foot right in front of the punter and then took a crazy bounce.
So Ben McGregor, senior, with the opportunistic play for Pine Richland, and they take a 20-0 lead. Mason Bruce on for the point after. And it is definitely right down the middle. We'll take a timeout. 7:07 to go in the first. 21-0 Pine Richland. Tornado football continues right here on 1050 AM and WBUT.com.
Hey, this is Mike Franco. I'm not only the spokesperson for Robert Stevens Jewelers, I'm a loyal customer. Most recently, my wife sorted out her jewelry box, decided what is worn often and that which is not worn anymore. We dumped the not worn anymore stuff in front of Steve and said, what can we do with this? We got cash for some. The other is reconfigured on a classy looking charm bracelet. Guess you would say it's downright charming. Robert Stevens Jewelers, making beautiful memories on Main.
The law offices of Dillon, McCandless, King, Coulter, and Graham offer a comprehensive range of services in civil law, litigation, corporate, labor, real estate, zoning and land use, personal injury, and municipal and school law. They carry a passion for being at the top of their fields and continuously striving to provide their clients with exemplary service. With offices in Butler and Cranberry, Dillon, McCandless, King, Coulter, and Graham can meet all your legal needs. Call them at 724-283-2200.
Back at Pine Ridge High School, where the Rams are all over the Tornado, it's 21-0 in the ensuing kickoff after the muff punt return for a bad snap picked up and ran into the end zone by Ben McGregor of Pine Richland made it 21-0. And Butler will take over at their own 20-yard line. And as we mentioned, Kyler Callahan in at quarterback in place of Matt Rarick. Callahan wants to throw on first down. Under pressure, will scramble. And Callahan will get out to the line of scrimmage and nudge the football over the 20-yard line, but no gain on the play. Second down.
Yeah, he really didn't have a chance to set up there. Definitely a pass play. I mean, there's no doubt about it. But the pocket collapsed immediately on top of him, so he had to run with it. And like you say, just lucky he got back to the original line of scrimmage.
Second down and 10. Butler's been showing four receivers every down so far. They hand the football off to Chris Murch. He'll try the middle. And he'll get no gain right at the 20.
Yeah, that time tried to do a little inside trapping game there, pulled the left guard, the right guard, but Pine Richland, unfortunately for the Tornado, had an inside stunt going on there, and they stunted right into the play and stuffed it.
That'll make it third down and 10. Low snap. Callahan picks it up and he'll have to scramble. He'll get a pass off. It's caught. And it's a first down out over the 40 to the 43-yard line.
Holy hallelujah.
Cade Gratzmiller with the grab.
He did a great job. I mean, you got to give it, all around here that our offensive line decided to keep a nice steady wall up there. Gave Callahan enough time to get the ball out there, threw a very nice pass. And Grassmiller did a super job holding on to that ball.
So the Tornado will move the chains, first down at 10, a gain of 23 on the play. And now at the 43-yard line, ball on the far hash, moving left to right. And Callahan with the run. And he gets out over the 45 to the 46-yard line, a gain of 3.
That was a nice little gainer there. He's definitely taking some shots.
He is. Again, he was spun around that time and kept his feet and held on to the football.
And it's tough because, I mean, I feel his strength is really on the defensive side of the ball. He's been leading the team in tackles. Mm-hmm. And it's tough when you got to pull him away, from that, and his body's really going to be getting tired.
Second down and 7. Hand the football off to Byron Manchester on the sweep. And he's hit at the 45-yard line as he tried to get the end. But Pine Richland closed quickly and hitting him for the Rams, Michael Durando.
Yeah, it looked like he was just about to have something there. But like you say, the backside pursuit came in very, very quickly. And as soon as Byron turned upfield, they were there to meet him.
Loss of a yard back to the 45 makes it third down and 8. coming up on the four-minute mark of quarter one. Butler down by three touchdowns. Pass in the air. It's incomplete. Callahan with a straight drop intended for Byron Manchester out of the backfield. And it'll be fourth down, but, hey, why not take the shot? Looks like he could throw a decent ball.
Oh, he does. He has a very nice spiral getting down there and so forth. Just a bit overthrown there, and but it was there. I mean, if he hits him, you know, it's there. It's a nice gainer at least.
So fourth down, and looks like Butler will go for it on fourth down.
Hey, what do you have to lose?
Ryan Richland may have to call a timeout because they had their punt receiving team out there, and well, it looks like they're ready to go. Callahan, here comes the pressure. Blitz throws it for Mertz. Incomplete. And good coverage there by Pine Richland's Anthony Sermonara, and the Tornado will turn it over on downs.
Yeah, that's a tough play out there. That was a nice thrown ball, and Mertz just couldn't get under it. And, you know, tried to almost do a little bit of acting there to say, hey, I'm getting held here, I'm getting held, you know, but hey, never know.
Doesn't hurt.
Nope. Because if one ref sees it a certain way and throws a flag, then you got a good first down.
Cole Spencer in at quarterback for Pine Richland, first down at 10. He's in the shotgun. And they'll toss it to Luke Meckler on the sweep. He goes around right in. He's at the 30, the 20. The 10, a burst of speed. Wow, touchdown Pine Richland, 45 yards by Luke Meckler, Craig. He got the football on a little toss right in front of him and just put the afterburners on.
Well, and this is part of that football IQ that we talk about. You know, they're moving at a different speed. Pine Richland moves at a different speed than what Butler's moving at. You know, you could put these guys maybe on a 40-yard dash and be very similar, but when it comes to running a ball, handling a ball, finding a gap, finding a zone, they're hitting it. They're hitting it in full stride, where Butler is a step behind because they're trying to be more reactive.
And Bruce's extra point is good. Wow, 28-0 Pine Richland. 3:30 remaining in the first. We'll take a quick timeout. This is Tornado Football at 10:50 a.m. and WBUT.com.
What is your teenager doing this weekend? I'm District Attorney Rich Golding with a message about drug and alcohol abuse. Each year, students are exposed to new people and experiences. Opportunities present for them to be influenced to experiment with drugs or alcohol. Communication and knowledge about the effects of drugs and alcohol have many misconceptions in the minds of teens. Families think it can't happen to them, but it can. Talk and ask questions. What teens don't know can hurt them for a very long time. For more information, call 724-284-5114.
Your local McDonald's restaurants are now hiring, and they're looking for hardworking, enthusiastic individuals who want to be a part of a winning team. McDonald's believes a job is about seizing an opportunity to learn, grow, and succeed. They also offer a wide variety of benefits, such as flexibility, education, and professional skills. So if you enjoy working with people and love to learn new things, stop by your local McDonald's restaurant and apply in person, or visit McDonaldsTAM.com and click on careers. McDonald's, committed to being America's best first job.
Luke Meckler, 45-yard touchdown run, 28-0 Pine Richland. Zach Slomer's returned the kickoff to the 25-yard line. That's where Butler's offense will head back out onto the field. Had a little something going on the last drive that stalled after seven plays.
It's good to see them have more of a sustained drive last night.
Yeah, finally had a chance to kind of get their feet underneath them. First down and 10. Callahan will run and come around right in. And he'll be met at the 25, lean forward to the 26, a gain of one.
Definitely worked their outside linebacker in a hard pinch that time on the outside there, almost double stacking on top of the defensive end. Really trying to get the pressure in there on Callahan. I think they were anticipating him throwing the ball. They thought they could probably get a sort of easy sack on him, but nice job closing it down.
Second down and 9 from the 26. Noah Sespical splits out to the far sideline. Danny Hunter in motion. Inside handoff to Chris Mertz. And Mertz will get a yard out to the 27. And the Tornado finding the middle, finding the running game. Very tough going here.
Oh, yeah. It's tough. Yeah, but as we said, that's where the horses up front have to do something. And looks like they've already shuffled a couple people around out there. It's like our left tackle, our right tackle went to left guard. I'm trying to see what other changes have been made there. I think that's the main change that we've seen there. Hensland moved over from right tackle to left guard.
Third down and eight. Callahan sprints to his left, looking, escapes one tackle, throws on the run, and it's incomplete. Ball knocked away.
Hunter went right out of his hands. It was a nice pass. You know, nice pass on the run like that, under a lot of pressure.
Had some zip on it.
Oh, yeah, definitely did. You know, for a running pass, kind of running away like that. You know, he definitely got a good zip on it there, but Hunter's got to hold on to that ball. Granted, he was hit right as he was catching it, but you got to hold on to that. You got to expect that hit. Especially playing a team like this, you are going to be hit. Be prepared for it. Accept it. Go with it.
Emery Douthat on to punt. This time the snap is good. Douthat gets it in the air. It's a line drive kick taken at the Pine Richland 42-yard line. And coming to the near sideline is Luke Meckler. Escapes the tackler at the 38-yard line and will go out of bounds.
But I can't see why there wasn't a flag.
There is.
Well, there should have been one with our punter. Punter kicked it away, and even though it was incidental contact, there should have been a flag.
Yep. A couple of flags on the turf.
That could, you know, and that could be one of those things where the back judge here saw that the ref up here blew the call, so he's kind of make a little makeup call.
Let's see what the preliminary call is. It's in the area of a block in the back or a personal foul. Did he say blindside hit?
Mm-hmm.
And that was at the 42-yard line. They'll put it all the way back to the Pine Richland 44. And that is their worst field position to begin a series.
Yes.
Here in the early going. A minute 39 to go in the first. Further down, 28-0. First down and 10. Cole Spencer will roll to his right. Now cut it back as he's under pressure and run. He gets to the 50-yard line. It slides to the turf. Otherwise, he had his head taken off.
Nice job with the pressure that time by the Tornado. From both the inside and outside. That's good.
He did get to the Butler 49-yard line. A gain of 7. Second down and 3. No huddle. Hurry up. Spencer to throw. Catch is made. That is Eli Yoakum, and Yoakum has a first down and more. And he gets down to the 32-yard line. And, again, Craig, the speed of the game. They're just no huddling, shuttling players in and out. And they're going to put 5 in the pattern, empty the backfield on first down. Spencer throws, catch is made. Near sideline, Charlie Mill, and he'll be out of bounds. Mill to the 22-yard line, shy of the first down, I believe, by about a yard. No, they'll say move the chain.
That was close.
Down to the 21-yard line. Meckler, again, this time to the far flat, to Spencer to Meckler. Meckler to the 10, to the 5, and he's still on his feet at the 3-yard line. So that is an 18-yard gain, and the Rams wasting no time, Craig, again. They're hurrying to the line of scrimmage.
Absolutely. That's where they like to exploit the inside game.
First down and goal for the Rams. Spencer will keep it himself, and he'll go up the middle and into the end zone for a touchdown. A couple of fakes in there, and He found the hole and went into the end zone.
He's just sitting back here waiting to find the gap that opened up there. A lot of misdirection happening in the backfield. So when he saw that somebody was being chased this way or chased that way, he saw the natural gaps that opened and just took it right through the middle. Got the pick, got a six.
He did.
34-0.
34-0.
How about that?
Point after. We'll make it 35. Mason Bruce, 5 for 5 on the point afters. 20.8 seconds left in the first, and it's all Pine Richland. We'd like to thank, we actually have a new sponsor this week, Butler Steel Supply out in East Butler. They fabricate anything from toys to tanks.
Oh, wow.
So there you go, Craig. I know you like.
You know, I like both of those, actually.
Toys and tanks.
Yeah.
And if you need one fabricated, see Butler Steel Supply. We thank them for being a sponsor this year.
Absolutely.
Of Butler football. And they sponsor a lot of the other football broadcasts on the Butler Radio Network.
There's a lot to be said for that.
No question about it.
Good when you support your community.
Yep, that's what it's all about. And we're able to bring the games to folks who aren't living in the area or can't make it to Pine Richland or wherever we go. Baldwin, which I didn't go to this year.
Exactly.
And the kick is in the air. At the 2-yard line. And I'm trying to find out Stephen Green with that return for the Tornado. Take it out to the 15-yard line. And that's exactly how many seconds are left in the first quarter. First down and 10 from the 15-yard line. Callahan, senior, in the shotgun on first down. Inside handoff. And running with the football is Trent Vallant. And Vallant gets out across the 15 to the 17-yard line.
You know, all honesty, I would have thought we would have seen more of him, watching him when he was a freshman. And then, again, as a sophomore, he was always an explosive player.
That's the end of the first quarter. All Pine Richland, 35, Butler nothing, and this is Butler Football on 1050 AM and WBUT.com.
Butler Steel Supply. What do? Everything. When it comes to steel, they'll bend it, punch it, shape it. They'll custom make whatever you desire. Whether you're commercial or residential, talk to them. If you need it, they'll do it. Not exactly sure? Talk to them. They'll design it. Butler Steel Supply, 145 Valvoline Road in East Butler, or go to butlersteelsupply.com or kenfabwell.com.
Butler Ambulance Service not only serves the largest portion of Butler County for 911 ambulance response, but they also offer CPR and first aid training classes and are a leader in wheelchair van assistance too. Butler Assist Coach, a division of Butler Ambulance, provides county residents with medical and non-medical wheelchair van transportation for general doctor visits, shopping, or even transportation to an event. To learn more, visit butlerambulance.com or to schedule a transport, call 724-283-4385. Butler Ambulance Service. Care you can count on.
That's all Pine Richland here tonight. 35-0 as we begin the second quarter. Butler has the football. Second down and 8 at their own 17-yard line. And Kyla Callahan in the backfield. Makes a snap. And a football off. Trent Vallant up the middle he goes. Had a little seam there out over the 20 to the 22-yard line, a gain of 5.
Hey, Tornado giving them a little wrinkle. You know, somebody that they hadn't seen on film. You know, a different type of running style. And, you know, Trent's probably hungry. He wants his shot. So if you can feed off of that, you might actually get some lightning in a bottle here.
Well, third down and 3 Third down and three now for the Tornado as they move right to left as we see it here at Pine Ridgeland High School. And again, up the middle goes Valentin. He has the first down and more. He's at the 30. Oh, and he's ankle tackled at the 34-yard line. Craiger, he might have went.
Yeah, that's more than an ankle tackle. That is a saving tackle. Because if he doesn't get him there by the shoelaces, boy, Trent's gone.
And they'll put the football at the 34, so that is a gain of 12.
I'll just keep running it.
He found a hole right up the middle. He went.
That's good. Trent hit that hole very quickly, too. Wasn't trying to dance around, just hit it and went with it.
From the 34-yard line. Handed off to Valen again. It looks to his left and goes to his right. Fortunately, he ran into a whole host of Pine Ridgeland defenders. They stacked it up, and he lost the yards of the 33.
Yeah, unfortunately, but he went for the cutback, which is definitely a great thing to do, but he hit it too quick. The flow was still in the initial stages, so he kind of ran right into the meat of the defense there.
Second down and 11 from the 33. And it'll be Kyler Callahan trying to run with the football, and he's collapsed on right at the line of scrimmage for no gain. Bring up a third down and long, third and 12. Kyler Callahan in the gun. Valent to his right is a sidecar. Three in a pattern. And Kyler looks to throw over the middle. Catch is made and drilled right away. Just shy of the first down marker, but a nice job of holding on to the football by Cade Gratzmiller.
Very nice job. Knew he was going to get hit, get punished a little bit there, but super nice job holding on to that ball.
And I'm impressed a little bit by Kyler Callahan zipping that. He's got some zip on that football. He put it in there.
He actually does. Yeah, he is putting it on a nice line, too.
But it'll be a fourth down and two. Tornado with we'll go for it.
What do they make here? That would be a huge play for the Tornado.
No question about it. And Valent will try, and he will get no gain. Actually lose a couple of yards back to the 40. Trent Valent stacked up that time, and now Pine Ridgeland will head back out onto the field, leading 35-0, 8:43 to go here in the second quarter. Last week in the Quad County, Seneca Valley blanking Cannon McMillan, 31-0, NA over Central Catholic, 27-3. Norwin and Hempfield went to, they had a good game, 28-20. Norwin came in, coming out on top in that game last week. Butler will take on Seneca Valley next week at home. The Rams back out onto the field. First down and 10. They have it at the Butler 40-yard line as they took over on down. And an offside call on Butler will make it down to the 40-yard line. Ref can put his hanky in his pocket, as far as I'm concerned. Unless it was an egregious, I always wanted to use that word in a broadcast, egregious penalty.
This is an old North Hills play right now. They're playing. You see how they have two offensive linemen out there, almost in the flanker position?
I see that.
Just to really spread a defense out.
And right up the middle. We'll go to Luke Meckler, and he'll get into the end zone for a touchdown. You've seen it before, Craig, huh? Obviously.
30-some years ago. They tried the same thing against Butler, but we stopped it. But it's one of the things that that's what they'll do, is they'll spread you completely out and then let a fastback like that try to find his way.
And he did. 40 yards for Luke Meckler.
So I'll tell you, if the tornado would have stacked the middle here, they would have thrown it to the flat out there. So
they had no. It was basically man on man.
Yeah,
you got. Yeah, that's about all.
You're kind of betwixt and between.
Betwixt and between. Very nice. Betwixt.
Betwixt.
You like the left Twix or right Twix?
It makes no difference to me. To be honest with you, I'll eat them both.
42-0 Pine Richland. And we'll take a timeout. This is Butler Football at 10:50 a.m. at WBET.com.
Too clean. Fast, friendly service for cars, trucks, and SUVs. Wiper blades or filters, check your tire pressure. Locally owned, nationally known. No appointment necessary. Lovely Express, Care and Car Wash of Grove City. Drive in, drive out, it's that easy.
Make it Agway all the time.
Count on Butler Agway for everything, seeds to feeds. Canning season is in full swing, and they carry everything you need, from spices, pickling, canning jars, pots, including the crocks for sauerkraut. Pet food? They carry a wide array of wholesome feed for all of your animals, including treats, chews, and vitamins. Stop by Butler Agway today, Route 68, right across from the farm showgrounds, and see why we say you can count on Butler Agway all the time. Butler Agway.
Welcome back to Butler Football here on 10:50 a.m. at WBET.com. Tornado trailing 42-0. Pine Richland putting it to the Tornado, and they'll take over on offense at their own 20-yard line. Some injuries have hurt Butler this week, obviously. But Pine Richland came to play, and they didn't fool around. They on the opening kickoff with an onside kick. Callahan to throw on first down over the middle. Incomplete. That, Craig, that play is there.
It is. It definitely is because
that pass a little low and behind the receiver.
Right. But Pine Richland, all they're doing is focusing on the run. Yeah, they'll give up the pass because they're just selling out completely on the run.
Make it second down and 10. And Callahan has had a little bit of time to throw the last few times. And running with the football, Trent Ballin. No gain. Yep, they'll give him a yard out to the 21, third down. Third down and 9. Passing down. Let's see if they try that over the middle again. And a screen pass. Catch is made by Chris Mertz, and Mertz will get to the line of scrimmage, and that is it. That'll bring up fourth down. That's fourth and 10. Craig, they're going to punt.
It was there. You know, it was a good play call. You're looking at what the defense had been doing and so forth. It's good getting it out there. He had a couple blockers in front of him. But, Pine Richland is quick to react.
A good open field tackle.
It was. It definitely was.
And Emery Douthit on the punt. That's a low line drive kick, returnable right at midfield. Coming in the near sideline and running with the football is Pine Richland's Caden Schweiger. And he'll be drilled out of bounds at the 20-yard line. And at what point, Craig, do you think you're going to see the second-team offense for Pine Richland here? Probably the end of the half.
Well, knowing that the head coach is a North Hills product, probably not for a while. It just speaks to the character of different players out there and different staff.
I was wondering when I was going to egg one out of you.
Oh, it's ridiculous. You know, you watch some of this stuff here. It's Bush League stuff.
And they do have a new quarterback, and a ball is loose. And running with a football was Ryan Geyer. And Pine Richardson will recover. A fortunate bounce to the 14-yard line.
They do have their second-team offensive line in there now.
Ben McGregor is in at quarterback as well. He is a senior. We have offside on Butler. So that makes it first down and five. Actually, first and goal at the 9. And running with the football is Ryan Geyer. Geyer is knocked down right at the goal line. Gain of 8, down to the 1. And Geyer takes the handoff and goes into the end zone for a Pine Richland touchdown. The route continues. It's got to be deflating for that. A lot of those players out there, Craig.
Well, they wanted to test the waters early with the onside kick. I mean, you hate to harken back to that, but, you know, it shows the mindset early on.
And that extra point is good.
Because, in all honesty, if you get burnt on an onside kick the week before, a team's going to try to retest you, you know, kind of see where your mental capacity is. And if you get burnt with it on the initial play, that team knows they got you. They just got you.
So they guess the Tornado have taken, obviously, a step back on how they started games.
Absolutely.
It's kind of reverted back to weeks 1 and 2. Last week, much better. This week, right back to it. So I'll have to go back to the drawing board here. 5:48 remaining in the half. I'm smelling pizza somewhere.
Yeah, there's a sandwich behind us.
I see that. Looks like a calzone of some sort.
Oh, no, she's powering it down. It smells good.
And on the kickoff return, fielding it at the 9-yard line was Zach Slomers, and Slomers across the 20 to the 24-yard line on the return. Now they'll put it up at the 25. First down and 10. Tyler Callahan, getting the start at quarterback, takes a snap, rolls to his right, throws. Incomplete, intended for Hunter here in the near flat, nearly picked off by Pine Richland's Luke Miller. Really a nice ball thrown by.
And it's a tough ball to throw when you're rolling that way like that. As a right-handed quarterback, when you're rolling out there to your left, kind of throwing across your body. It's not an easy throw.
You got to kind of drop it in there over the defender into your receiver. So
because Hunter was there, he was there. If that ball would have gone there. And had a nice gainer.
Second down and 10. Hand off, Trent Vallant. And Vallant gets back to the line of scrimmage, maybe nudges it out to the 26. Third down and 10. They'll say no gain. clock rolling. 5-0, coming up on the 5-minute mark. Third down and 10.
They still got their first teamers in on defense, though.
Callahan rolls to his right. Will run. Shakes one tackle. He's at the 30, spinning out of another one. Nearly came out of the pile. And let's see where they kept running. So he lost. He got to the 30, 31 yard line, but back to the 29. Pretty good effort that time.
Mm-hmm. And when some of those offensive linemen watch the film, they're going to see what he's able to do, but they're also going to realize, too, he can't stand around. If you're running back, quarterback, whoever, still running, you got to be hitting somebody. You just can't be standing there.
Find somebody and lay it to him.
Absolutely. Because Callahan probably could have got away if one lineman that was standing there would have just blocked somebody.
Jordan Burns awaits the Emory Douthat punt. The wobbly kick. Burns will take it at the Pine Ridge 42. Shakes one tackler and will not get by the second one.
Slomers did a nice job getting down there. He kind of broke away from the first defender there, but Slomers was there to clean things up and get the tackle.
He'll get to the 46-yard line. Craig, you're right. He got down there quickly.
That's the way you have to play. You just have to go, throw everything, caution to the wind, just go hit somebody.
It's your favorite thing.
Well, in a situation like this, you got to let them know that, hey, they played you,
Yeah.
They may beat you on a scoreboard, but physically you got to beat them back.
So the second team offense in for Pine Richland. First down and 10. Ben McGregor, quarterback. He'll hand the football off to Caden Schweiger. Swagger into Butler territory, tackled at the 40-yard line. Yards on that carry. And they'll go into that no huddle. And, again, another neutral zone infraction, I believe, on Butler. Unless there was some movement on that offensive line, I didn't see it.
Mm-hmm.
Officials are conferring about it. And they're saying against Pine Richland. False start is the call. 5-yard penalty.
Works in the Tornado's favor.
Back to the 45-yard line. First down and 15. Actually, that is Ryan Geyer back there now calling. Yeah, lots of movement. This one against Pine Richland again, Ed. Pine Richland burned a timeout. So the Rams will recoup. We will have halftime festivities again with the Trib Live halftime show. And recap what happened last week for you. Quad County Conference standings, North Allegheny, Mount Lebo, both 2-0. Pine Richland 1-0. And it looks like they're on the way to being 2-0. Central Catholic 1-1, along with Norwin and Seneca Valley at 1-1. And Butler Hempfield and Cannon Mack all looking for their first conference win. The Tornado will host the Seneca Valley next week. A couple of home games coming up for Butler, Seneca Valley, and then following that that game, Norwin will be in town. First down at 15 now for Pine Richland. They have it at the Butler 45-yard line. Ryan Geyer, they're going, I guess, a wildcat here, Craig. He's got a lot of Geyer will get the football. and stays on his feet, he'll lose a yard or get back to the line of scrimmage, 45-yard line. Actually taking the snap was Dane Golks, a running back. Darren Skidmore coming up to make the hit.
Well, they're keeping most of their, we'll say the skilled position players in there are their first team. Want to rack up some yards for those guys, help their stats.
Second down and 15. Dane Golks will take the snap and looked like he was going to run the option to the right. Butler read it well as he'll keep it himself out across the 45. Gain a couple of yards to the 43-yard line.
That's good. Good third and long here. Third down and 12.
Andrew Klein credited with that stop. Third down and 12. Bolts takes a snap. Oh, lots of movement. Center still holding the football. He never moved. Everybody else did.
That's a rough feeling right there.
Have you ever had that feeling, Craig?
Yep. One time, yep.
It only happened one time, and then that was it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it goes against Pine Richland. They'll march off the penalty back to the 47. Third down and 17. Rams are burning the play clock down to 8 seconds. And they'll throw for it. Oh,
boom!
Oh,
you got to hold on to him.
That's Gold still holding on to the football. Put it in the air. It's tipped and caught. Unbelievable at the 25-yard line. So many things happened there, Craig. I lost track of it.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, there's no reason why. You know, a 300-some-pound defensive tackle can't bring down a quarterback of that size, number one. And then the second guy should have sacked him. Then a Tennessee tip drill downfield to it is just too much. Is it too much? I can't say anything else. It's just sloppy.
30 down to the 25, but a penalty on Pine Richland as they went into the hurry-up and the procedure call puts it back to the 30. Screen pass, incomplete, drop by the intended receiver. Intended for Dave A. Johnson. That'll make it third down and second down at 15, my mistake. Have some scores coming in. Ed Montgomery checking in here with some scores. We'll let you know what's happening around the Quad County. Second down and 15. Option pitch. And to the right side runs Ryan Geyer. And he'll have a first down across the 15-yard line, tackled at the 13. Penn Hills leading Mars 22-6 in the second. Central Catholic and Hempfield tied at 7. Same score at Mountain, Lebanon, and Seneca Valley. Highlands and Knock with the lead there, 21-7. NA leading Cannon Mack 17-14 in the second quarter. And that will be the end of the half. All Pine Richland. Head to the locker room. It's 49-0 Rams. We'll take a quick timeout. This is Tornado Football on 1050 AM and WBUT.com.
Your local McDonald's restaurants are now hiring, and they're looking for hardworking, enthusiastic individuals who want to be a part of a winning team. McDonald's believes a job is about seizing an opportunity to learn, grow, and succeed. They also offer a wide variety of benefits, such as flexibility, education, and professional skills. So if you enjoy working with people and love to learn new things, stop by your local McDonald's restaurant and apply in person, or visit McDonaldsTAM.com and click on Careers. McDonald's, committed to being America's best first job.
Negley's Bottled Water and Coffee Service, Corks Lane, just behind the Butler Farm Show Grounds. The official supplier of coffee for the Butler Radio Network stations is more than bottled water. They can install water purification systems. They can service your RainSoft water softener or install a new RainSoft unit. They can supply your home, your office, or place of business with water units. They're a one-stop shop. Negley's Bottled Water and Coffee Service, with excellent customer service and an array of coffee to choose from for your Keurig coffee makers. They can even supply you with the Keurig or the new Sun Canna units. Negley's Bottled Water and Coffee Service. Call them today.
Halftime, Pine Richland leading Butler 49-0, and the Butler band on the field entertaining the Pine Richland folks. They'll be followed by their hometown band. We're going to go ahead and take a timeout, send it back to Anthony Willison in the studio, where we have the Trib Live halftime show loaded up, ready to go. Ant, take it away.